And this is about the time of the morning on Saturdays where we make a little trip down to Grand Isle and we chat with Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. Darryl, I understand you're in some kind of a wind tunnel down there this morning. What's going on?
Oh, no, no, no. We just cruising at about 30 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
But no, Don, I mean, we got such a short spot and so much to put into it, I'm just going to jump right on it. It's our time to shine, man. If speckled trout's what you want, you need to be in Grand Isle. They're catching them on the beach. You know, I can't promise this is going to take place every day. I know it's taken place the last 4 days. Catching fish on the beach, catching fish on any rock that's anywhere, catching fish on the oyster reefs. To answer your question, we have this week, I've seen our first flocks of birds, and yesterday I think I saw probably 5 or 6 flocks of birds. Bunch of birds, bunch of shrimp. There's shrimp jumping out, trout are chasing the shrimp out of the water. So, I mean, I don't think we fished, Wednesday or Thursday, that last real windy day, I think we probably fished until about 11 o'clock before we put the full box together. But other than that, I don't think we fished past 9 o'clock the rest of the week. Of course, it's the bird celebration this week, so we're doing a lot of riding around, taking pictures of birds, and we got some of that going on today. On the offshore side, Don, you're right, the snapper season opened, and it couldn't have been a better timing because at least they had several days of calm weather to go prosecute it. I've seen it's typical early season stuff. I've seen a whole lot of snapper coming in and a whole lot of decent-sized snapper. You know, I'm talking 8-9 pound snapper. So there's been a lot of good fish coming in. But the biggest thing, I guess, look, if you're thinking about going offshore and a lot of these people are doing it in bay boats, what would excite me and almost convince me to go out there and one is I'm getting reports of massive schools of cobia already. They're not seeing them everywhere they stop, but when you run into it, I'm being told it's multiples, like 10 or 12 of them come up at a time. So, man, I mean, you know, like you were just talking to Kirk, a lot of things are starting to happen a little bit early this year, and it just looks like it's going to be one hell of a year, Doc.
Well, that's great news on those lemonfish showing up. That's quite a bonus for a snapper trip. How close is the closest rig from Grand Isle Marina to reach for red snapper?
Well, see, it's a lot of, I don't know, Don, you could probably do it 7-8 miles out would be good. But you got to remember, you know, the close-in rigs, a lot of times that shallow water rig is kind of like the marsh for speckled trout. You're going to catch red snapper, but you probably got to pick through a lot of them and feed a lot of them to the sharks right to get your limit of 16 inches. If you get out into a little bit of deeper water, then now you're talking about your more mature snapper. You're talking about your guaranteed keepers as long as you can get them to the boat, because the shark predation problem is getting them it's as bad as the dolphins or worse.
Yeah, sharks are definitely a problem, and that needs to be addressed. We've got some pretty tight regulations on sharks, and I think it's been more than successful. Darryl, before you go, we're looking at a great day out there to fish today, but tomorrow that wind's going to switch around to the north, and you said there's some action on the beach. Will the north wind pushing offshore, maybe some surf fishing at Elmer's Island tomorrow might be in store?
Well, Don, it may be, but the sucking effect is what you're going to have to watch for. It depends on just how much that south wind blows ahead of that front, because that gulf is not going to calm down immediately. That's just like all the folks that went snapper fishing yesterday. Yes, it was a beautiful day, but they still had 2 foot plus out there because it just hadn't calmed down from that big blow yet. So it'll depend on a couple of things. How hard does that south wind blow before that front gets here? And if it blows hard, does it stir up that beach and mix all that sand and all in it and make the water muddy? If that's not all that bad, then yes, that beach should be good with that north wind blowing.
Darryl, we're talking about some shortages of live shrimp in some areas. How about down there at the marinas? Are they pretty well stocked up on live stuff?
I know that Grand Isle Marina all their bait boats came in yesterday and they were full. We had a function last night where I overheard some of the captains talking that maybe, I don't want to spread rumors, I didn't confirm it, but there may be some difficulties going on with boat problems over on the other end of the island. I don't know for sure, but you should be able to. I've got plenty of shrimp. You should be able to find them anywhere.
All right. Darryl, RealScreamers.com is the website. Give us that telephone number if somebody's interested in getting in on what is now some prime time in Grand Isle.
Oh, yeah, Don. It's going to stay that way till June. 225 936-937-6288. I do have my first stop in sight, though. So if it's like been like the rest of the days, I'm going to be busy here for a couple hours.
Go get them. I love to hear them trout slamming on the boat. You know that thumping sound.
Yesterday, thank God we can still participate in the active fishing, because yesterday they were hitting so good. I just had to throw a couple of top waters. Once I got that first blow up on that top water, I said, okay, I'll put the rod up.
There you go. Thanks, Darryl. We'll see you next week, buddy. Take care. Have a good
time. Bye-bye, Doc.